Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Early. As Nancy mentioned, I'm the VEDS manager at the Virginia Department of Health. And today I'll be talking about the system that was developed in 2016 to automate code-based ELR message routing. So the Virginia Department of Health receives approximately 1,000 ELRs a day. These messages are routed by Rhapsody to one or both of two systems, either VEDS, the Virginia installation of the NBS system for management of most communicable diseases, everything except for HIV and STD, and MAVEN, which is the surveillance system that's used to manage HIV and STD. So the messages are routed based on unique LINC and SNOMED combinations. The workflow for documenting and routing these messages has been fairly efficient since about 2013. The past workflow was when a message was received with a new or unknown code combination. Messaging and informatics staff received an email. The informatics staff would log these into the lifecycle management application and document the routing decision with approval by both VEDS and MAVEN leads. Subsequently, the messaging staff would implement these decisions in Rhapsody and then re-trigger the message after Rhapsody had been updated. All of this was a fairly manual process. So we wanted to streamline and automate that workflow and provide additional efficiencies. So our methods included working with the VDH messaging team and ELR stakeholders to develop the ELR automation application. And the application was developed using the .NET framework. So in terms of results, the new system went live in March of 2016 and allows routing decisions to be documented and approved by both VEDS and MAVEN teams in the application. So once both teams approve a decision in terms of the code combination, the application updates Rhapsody directly and automatically re-triggers the message through the updated filter. So this saves a lot of time for the messaging team, which no longer has to update Rhapsody manually or manually re-trigger the message. It also provides time savings for the informatics staff in going to one place to document their routing decisions instead of creating tickets in another application. So everything is done in one application. And the slide shows the updated streamlined process. So once we transition to this application, the filter for test and production environments for electronic lab reporting became consistent, whereas before we would make slightly different decisions for the test filter, allowing combinations through to test while the facility worked on the solution. So in this new application, we can list combinations as, for example, unwanted if the reporting laboratory is still working on a local code, which we want fixed or changed to a SNOMED code. So here's an example from our pending code list where the VDH type, where the red arrow is, allows our teams to designate the system that the code combination is routed to. So for example, VEDS, as I mentioned before, or MAVEN, we have a set of code combinations that are actually routed to both because TB messages go to both systems, or as I mentioned, unwanted if we don't want that particular code combination, we want to ask the facility to continue to work on that, their vocabulary. So it tracks with the laboratory, which laboratory sent that code, the date created, and when it was updated. So a little bit more about the system. Besides pending codes, it also has additional functionalities, including query, upload, and deactivate functions. So as you would expect, query provides the ability to search on codes, code descriptions, facility, and dates, and also allows the ability to export results from a query to Excel to perform quality assurance. The new system provides a master list of all unique code combinations and their assignments for easy reference, as well as a list of all combinations by all sending facilities. So before, management of the thousands of code combinations was primarily done in Access by one of our ELR team members. So this new system really saves a great deal of time and prevents deduplication. It also allows easy reassignment. So, for example, the MAVEN team was receiving most drug susceptibilities, but they narrowed that list down and actually wanted to reassign about 850 code combinations, and they were able to do that in about 2 days using the application. So that was another benefit. Uploads allows informatics staff to proactively upload LINC and SNOMED combinations and their assignment, their system assignment, when they are provided in advance, the vocabulary is provided in advance by the onboarding laboratories. Before, we would have to provide an Excel spreadsheet to our messaging team to implement in Rhapsody, but now we can do it ourselves through the application. And just a note on deactivation, it is just what it sounds like, which is it allows a code to be designated as non-active. And this is rare, but it's typically used for a code combination that was received in the past and accepted and is no longer valid. So in terms of current and future states for the application, planned enhancements include adding new columns to this kind of master table in the application to be able to assign these code combinations values that allow us to populate downstream VEDS reports. So if you're an NBS system, we use these code combinations and a copy of this list to pull reports for flu, for Lyme, to assign conditions, and to tell our NBS system to what's called bypass certain non-reportable findings that we still receive. So we hope to, in the future, use this application to make these assignments in the application. We are also looking to onboard providers for electronic case reporting. When this becomes a reality, we will need to be able to route EICR CDA messages not only by LINC and SNOMED combinations, but by ICD-10 codes. So we plan to update the application to allow us to route electronic case reports as well. So in conclusion, the ELR automation application improved the timeliness and accuracy of code combination assignments. It provided important efficiencies for messaging and informatics staff. And ultimately, by expediting receipt of messages used for public health follow-up, it helps ensure more timely and reliable disease control and prevention. And I'd like to acknowledge my team members. Thank you.
We do have time for some questions, and I'm going to do what Rita did in the lab, but don't worry about the microphone. Use your mom voice. You're inside, your outside voice. Anybody have any questions for Rebecca? One of the things that the CDC keeps pushing us on all our ELC grants is automate ELR. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see that you guys have been able to do that. So if anybody uses Rhapsody and you want to get information, I'm sure they're sure.
Absolutely.
You have a question for us, Sarah?
No, it's shareable, certainly. You know, one of the reasons we created it was because we did have a dual system state, and many other states just have one system, so they may not have as much of a need for this. But certainly if they're a dual system state, they might want to use this. The ELR automation application is actually part of a yet larger application, which is called the message tracking system, that really provides information on, you know, submitters or last transmission date, how many messages they sent, what their errors are, et cetera. And that's also very useful. So, yeah, if folks would like a copy or they're interested in learning more about it, you know, please reach out.
Thank you. And then one thing we can do on the ELR call, the subcommittee calls, a lot of people might participate as a CSC sponsor, is we could have Virginia and other states, as you see them, do a little maybe a little demo on some of those calls, and you can save time with looking more detail as well. Anybody else have any questions for Rebecca? Go ahead.
So we do use Rhapsody to route the ELRs, and we use it for, you know, validation of our messages. But what was happening was, kind of earlier on in the background, I was saying, so we had this kind of very manual process. So the informatics staff and the program staff in VEDS and Maven don't have access to Rhapsody, really. It's a messaging team. So we were having to tell them, yes, please route this to VEDS, or yes, please route this to Maven. And then the messaging team would make the change to Rhapsody and then retrigger the message. And the messaging team has a lot on their plate, and they didn't want to have to go back and make the change to Rhapsody and retrigger the message. So we essentially, when we log in and we make the routing decision, it automatically updates Rhapsody and retriggers the message. So it saves the messaging team time.
Basically, this application is on top of the Rhapsody.
Right.